I really wish someone told me about the amount of stress that comes with being a Year 13 student at a small school in a small community, because everything is basically left up to you. If you want something, you kind of have to be a go-get-it-yourself type of person. Like, you've actually got to step up. Okay, hear me out. Take planning the ball, for instance. There's planning the ball, there's making the decorations, there's fundraising for the ball, and, well, just taking charge as the overall coordinator. Then you also have the end of year camp. The meetings, the phone calls, the paperwork. And then on top of all of that, you have trying to get all your credits in all of your subject areas. Bro, come on. There's heaps of jobs that I have, but I don't really want to get into them because we'll be here till next week and I'm pretty sure nobody wants to be here for that long. Our school and our community is small. It's kind of Rarotonga small. Has anyone ever been over to Rarotonga? If you have, you'll know what I mean. A few years back, me and my whānau were at Rarotonga and we decided to check out the Kuka Cruise, as seen on TikTok. On the Kuka Cruise, we met Captain Awesome. Whew, pretty cool fella, too. Anyway, after our cruise, we're advised to check out Te Varanui. And what do you know? He's one of the dancers. So I'm there like, okay, so this fella's a captain by day and a dancer by night. The very next day, we decided to check out some of the back roads, and we drove past one of the roads, seen a huge sign, Highland Paradise. So off we went to go check it out, and who's the very first person to greet us? Captain Awesome! What the hell? Later on in the week, we happened to take a wrong turn and ended up at a coconut tree climbing competition. And who do we see climbing the coconut tree? Captain Awesome! So I'm there going, wow, this fella's got all the jobs. He's a captain, he's a dancer, he's a tour guide, and now he's a world-renowned coconut tree climber. Far! And then I thought, hold on a second, that's similar for me. At my school, in my community, because I'm known as the loudmouth, the head girl, the porphyry extraordinaire, an auntie, uncle, nana, papa, cousin, just the whānau member, an all-rounder, really. After school hours, you either catch me up at the marae or at mānia. Up at the marae, I'm known as my nan's sidekick, as the kaumātu and kuia tono tono, as the cup of tea maker, as the head dishwasher, the cook's assistant, the toilet scrubber. And well, an all-rounder again. But the coolest one to be known for, though, is Hauora Hokianga Kahu. Has a nice ring to it, don't it? I aspire to be a nurse like my mum and my nan one day, so therefore it's the coolest, love it. Juggling all these pō tai that I wear in and out of school can be a bit much, but knowing that I have siblings or others that look up to me really does force me to suck it up and love it buttercup. So you can basically say I'm Queen Awesome, because I'm a queen and I'm awesome. Then I've also thought about all our community members and the roles that they take on. Take, for instance, our librarian. Not only does she look after our library, she's the toe-by-toe teacher. She's a trustee on the Whirinaki Community Board. She's the treasurer for Mātai Aranui Marae. And each of those jobs are huge in itself. But, oh, not to mention, she's also a grandmother. And I mean, we should all know those strings that attach there, eh? So, in our community, we do not have enough resources to be able to pay for things such as ambo drivers, first responders, nor do we even have enough resources to be able to have paid firefighters or coast guards. So we are left to rely on the volunteers who have jobs and families to be able to keep up with. The same person that puts out your fires, the same person that pumps your gas the next day. Not to mention that they'll be at all the markets that we have on Saturday or Sunday, or even at the Lions Club fundraiser. So thinking about all of this has made me realise that just because I come from a small school and a small community does not mean that I can't be as great as someone that comes from a bigger school and a bigger community. All my different portai, well, crowns, prove that I can do anything I set my mind to, even if that means that I have to go the extra mile to get what I want and what my community needs. Okay, so now, well, I've still got to set up the ball, and I've still got a job to go do, and I've still got the marae to do, and now I've also picked up kapa haka too for matariki. So I'm pretty flash now. But then I've also thought that our ball's this weekend. Oh, yeah. And we're supposed to go after this. But we can't because I've got to do impromptus. And then I was like, oh, come on, guys. What is this? What is this? What are we doing? So I've got to wait until 6 o'clock till we can go back to school. And then we've got to lay out mats for the ball this weekend. By the way, we had June the 11th before Manukōrero come out. We did. We booked it last year. We were like, yes, June 11th, our date. And then Manukōrero come, and I was like, okay, I got all this time to do it. Let's do it. Okay, I can do this. And then I was like, hey, what? No, I got to do Manukōrero. I got manus this year. And then I'm like, no, you need to do the ball. And I was like, no, I got manus. I need to do manus. I have to do it. You know why? I said that I was going to do it. This is my last year. And I've got to do it. I got to keep up. You know? Come on, guys. What is this? Now you're telling me I need to do the ball, and I got to do this now. And then just yesterday, they told me I was the tutor for the juniors kapa haka, and I was like, hey, I still need to pass this year. I need to become a nurse. Okay? What is this? What are you giving me all these titles for? Well, what the hell? What did I do to use? And they're like, no, bub, look, you can do it. You got this. You can do it. You got this. And I was like, hey, no, I don't. I don't got this. And then they're like, no, you got this. And I thought, okay, well, then I'll go do Manukōrero, and then I'll say this. Okay, now that I've wrapped this all up, we got to go now. So kakite, we got to waiata and get. Thank you.